Did you ever start thinking about mortality? Did you get like a fatalism?
I wasn't fatalist. No, I thought, gee, I want to get home to my Evelyn, and that was about it. And I'm going to do the best I know how. And I remember I got nicked a couple of, Larry Green came down on top of me, I was kind of cut and bruised, mm-hmm. and I should have went back for a Purple Heart. Would have done some points. I would have had some points. But I said, I don't want. Poor little Evelyn was only 95 pounds and worried about me, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, she was a skinny little thing.
When he went in overseas, I went down to 80 pounds.
Go on.
Yeah.
From worrying or from?
Oh.
Missing him and I don't know.
Where did you live when he went overseas? Did you
go back and lived with my, well, we had a small apartment, four-room apartment.
Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah. All the time he was in service, we kept that apartment.
Okay.
So when we'd come home on furlough, we had our own place to, you know.
It was $12 a month. We could afford it. Nice Irish lady fed it to us cheap. But you see, that's how I sympathize with Farrell, you know.
I'd stay in our little apartment, and the next thing I know, that somebody would be knocking at the door, it would be my father. Mama wants you to come home. We only lived about six houses away, you know. They didn't want me up in my place alone because they knew, you know, I would be crying all the time. So I'd have to go home with Mama. And so I stayed mostly with my mother and father.
And you have to realize that this was repeated millions of times. We were not alone.